So we are discussing Yeish, because the seven blot from Dafim Chav Aleph through Chav Zayin are all dinim in Aveda and finding lost objects, and what to do. When does Yeish kick in? When does Yeish not kick in? We were just discussing Yeish Shalomidas, right, which is one of the famous, probably the most famous machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Famously, because it's one of the six times that we paskin like Abaye of Yalkiyam. So we paskin like Abaye.
Because everyone learns that in sixth grade.
That's true, too. We all learn that in sixth grade as well. That's true. I was just saying that to Levi also.
What Yalkiyam is. Like, there will be no time around.
Yes, there is. There is my focus.
Everyone agrees this is the Yod.
Exactly. Everyone agrees this is the Yod. Yeish Shalomidas. So we paskin like Abaye. Lo have a Yeish.
When the cone of a rooster
What are you learning? It's an
ailment.
At a certain moment during the first 3 hours of the day, rooster's cone, the crest on his hair,
it's ordinary. That makes sense, exactly. So we're going to get into these, we're going to try and, as I put on the cover, do a very, very brief overview of how Yeish is Kona. There is so much to talk about, like, it's unbelievable, and we have like 25 minutes to try and cover Yeish, which is like not feasible, but we're going to go very brief into a very, very high level overview and some of the main highlights of what Yeish is all about and how it works. Okay, so first thing is we have two Gemaras here, two Mishnahs really. In Mesechta Bava Metzia'ah, one on Daf Chaf Aleph and one on Daf Chaf Zayin, just to speak them out outside. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, which is at the very beginning of Eilu Metzia'ahs, is what Eilu Metzia'ah Shelo Ve'Eilu Chayav L'Hachmir is. And the main crux of the Mishnah is, number one, it teaches you the concept of Yeish, because it teaches you things that would normally people would have Yeish on, meaning you have, let's say, for example, Mos Mufuzaros, you have a bunch of scattered coins all over the ground, and the Gemara tells us later on that even if the money has a sign that says, I am a Fry in Wiesenberg and I own this money, that still doesn't matter because money changes hands all the time. So that's not even a simon. Money has no simon. Money lying around, like, a person's always going to have Yeish from that. So since that's the case, so then we have an assumption that Mos Mufuzaros is automatically Yeish, totally okay, you can keep them. Okay, that's one example. Lists a bunch of examples of things people would normally just automatically lose hope they're ever going to recover them. Okay, that's mission number one. Mission number two teaches you the concept of simanim. The Mishnah says, af hasimla, a simla which is a shirt, haisa bechal kalelu, it really should be included in things you should be able to keep. V'lama yatsasa, why was it excluded? L'haki shelah, lomar lach, ma simla miyuchedes, shiyesh ba simonin v'yesh la tovin. A simla, a shirt. Rosh Hashanah likes to point out, back in the day, to make a shirt, they didn't have a factory producing thousands and thousands of shirts, all of the exact same, like this exact same shirt was produced thousands of copies of it in one day. Back in the day, to make a shirt took a long time. Someone had to hand make it and spend a lot of time doing it. So every shirt was unique. Like every shirt was in and of itself a simon. No two people had the same shirt. It was almost impossible. So since that was the case, every shirt is miyuchad. It is special. And it always has a simon. And so someone is always going to claim it. No one's ever going to have yeish from their shirt. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, that the Gemara tells us here. Okay. So those are the two of the main points of Yeish. Number one, there are things that are very normally going to lose hope of ever finding them. There are very common things. You have money scattered, or you have like pieces of fish, pieces of meat. Like there could be thousands of pieces of meat. If you're standing in the shuk, like whose is it? Like you can't tell me whose it is. So therefore, those are things everyone's going to have Yeish about. And number two is that when there's a simon, Yeish no longer applies, right? We don't assume that a person's going to have Yeish. No one's going to give up hope when my shirt says, this is a Fry and Wiesenberg shirt. Like, or number two, back in their day, everyone knew it was my shirt because I was the only person in town who owned that shirt. No one else owned the same shirt. Very good. Very good. That's the Gemara right here in source two in Bava Metzia'ah. Rabbi Shimon Nechai says, "Minayin lavida sheshat v'nar shimuteras." How do I know that something that was swept away by the sea is mutter to keep? Shenemar, kein tas lechol avida sechicha asher tovid menu matzasa. So shall you do, meaning so shall you return. Hashem aveda for any aveda, any lost object that your friend will lose and that you will find. But the Gemara says this teaches us Misha Avud Avuda Himenu Umitsuya Eitel Kolodam. It's only if it's lost to him, but it's around for anyone else to find it. So it's a drasha in the pasuk, but it's teaching you that Yeush is like, this is like a super duper Yeush. This is like even not even Mitsuya Eitel Kolodam, right? Shat Fanar, if it's swept away by the sea, it's not even Mitsuya Eitel Kolodam. No one can find it. Yatsa Zu, this excludes this. Avuda Himenu Veinu Mitsuya Eitel Kolodam. This is like washed up at sea and washed up on some stranded island somewhere, and you picked it up, like that's a super duper duper Yish. That's beyond the realm of even if it has a, yes, very good. Very good. Okay, so that's point number one. So Rashi here says, this is a Rashi in Bava Kamma, actually in Perek Merubah, which is the seventh Perek of Bava Kamma, which deals with Hilchos Gezeila. And within Hilchos Gezeila, we have a very big cloud, the Gemara says, and all the Rishonim deal with this. What happens? Someone steals something, a goslin steals something, and then the Baal has Yesh on it. And the Gemara says, the goslin is now Kone. So how on earth does that work? Right? Like, I stole something, and now the guy, he knows I'm like a very scary robber and all of that. So now he has Yeush on it. So now I should get to keep what I stole. Like, how does that work? Ah, very good. Yeah. No one's saying you get off totally scot-free, but like I can get a brand new suit. Let's say that person bought the last suit in the store, and now I go and steal it from his closet. Like, I really wanted that suit, and I could afford it, but he just got there before me. So now I'm going to get the suit, and I could just pay him whatever the suit was worth. It was a $400 suit, and it was the last one in the store, and they're not going to put them out for another year. They're not going to put out the next line of suits for another year, or whatever it is. I can steal it from him and pay him back, and now I just got the suit that I wanted. So how does that work? It's a big, big question. We assume it does. But well, that is Shinui Rishus.
No, Shinui Rishus is the goslin does something with it.
That's a Shinui. Yes, there's a Shinui bit with the object. Shinui Kona is a different thing. But there's
that only works with Yish.
Yes, correct. So
Yish and then a Shinui.
Correct.
Correct.
So there needs to be a Shinui Maiso with the Yish. There could also be Gezel with the Yish, and that would work too.
There's always going to be, not against like Maru, but there's always going to be a Kinyan Gneva.
Yes.
Meaning if there's an onus happens to the suit, the Gazan's high.
Correct.
But I don't know if he's like Kona the thing. Like, I think he still has a din of like Hashiv is like Zayla.
Oh, so that's a very good point you're raising. We're going to see the Ramban in a few minutes, and that's going to be the whole key to this subject. So Rashi here says, Rashi in Maruba says, so he says, he quotes our Gemara, Minayin Laveda Shart Fanar, Ho Avinis Yashu Abayim Shimutaras. If an Aveda, he quotes the Gemara Chabez actually, but an Aveda that gets swept away by the sea, since the Balaam had Yeush on it, that it's Mutter now, I can keep it. It's also zoo that is not Mitzvah even to anyone. So Alma, Rash says, this is the important line, this is exactly what we're about to latch on to. Alma, Kani. So therefore, see, he's Kona when it comes to Shat Vanar. The Hacha, the Gezela, and now here, when it comes to a Gezela, the Asili day, that it comes to his hand, Mikame Yeush, before Yeush even happens, the Hadar Ayeush, and now the guy is Yeush afterwards. Now it's enough just to give him money, and I'm totally good. And I get off of that. Now, if we turn over the page, I did a little out of order, but let's go turn over the page to the Rambam. At the top of the page, Rambam Hilchos Gezeila Aveda. The Rambam says, Hamotza Aveda Bezuta Shalyam, Ubishlusa Shalnar, She'eno Posek, Afal Pi Sheyesh Ba Simin, even if it has a Simin, Harezu Shalmotza, doesn't matter, it's still the guy who finds it. Shenemar Asher Tov Menu Mitzasa, Mi She'ub De Menu Vavutsuya Hi Eitzel Kol Adam. Excludes. He quotes the exact same Mishnah Rashi, but he leaves out the Goslin case. So, number one, that's already a little fishy that the Rambam quotes it word for word the same way Rashi just put it, and the same way Rashi put it quoting the Gemara, and the Rashi totally leaves out this case of Goslin. So, the Ramban, if we turn back to page one, the Ramban jumps on this. So, we're going to see two Rambans. We're going to see the bottom Ramban and the top Ramban. Flip it around. Okay. So the bottom Ramban says, Matas in Perish Rosh Hazal, this is our Rosh that we just quoted, Lemute mi diadin and beyadimiyaish, to exclude things that we know for sure, right? The case of Shat of Nar, we know for sure he had Yeush. And that's totally good. I like that. Avamas in Perish Rosh Hazal, Bavakama, Perik Maruba, the Yeush Kona, When Rashi says that Yesh is koni, me tani bepirkin, me nine levi to shut vanarish mutaris, alma Yesh koni, ze eno nachon. That is not correct. That makes no sense to me. Daha Yesh shalomi dasu. Below have a Yesh. What's Rashi's case? Rashi said, the Asi Lide, me kame Yesh. That's a straight up case of Yesh Shalom Yidas. The guy didn't have Yesh yet. I steal the thing, and the guy doesn't have Yesh yet. But Yesh Shalom Yidas, I know he's going to have Yesh, so therefore I get to keep it. That's Rava. We don't paskin like that. So Rashi, how on earth can you tell me that that works? So let's see the top Rashi now, the top Ramban now. What does the Ramban say? Udakakashi Lach. Hare lo kana. Yeah, you're going to ask me. He shouldn't have made a canin. He's talking about the gazela also. Asalide bi sura asalide. When it came to his hand, he got it bi sura. Umishu mitzia na mechayv ladura. Because it's a mitzia, it's a lost object that he found, he should be chayv to return it. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Tchi amrin hachi. When we say this, when we say that someone is mechuyav to return something, hani mili hecha shenatla amenas lachzira. That's only in a case where someone takes something in order to return it. Since he's chayiv in a hashava, v'chal ole, and there's a what's chal on him is a mitzvah hashev teshivim to return it. Lo pakim in el olam, it never leaves him that chiyuv b'yeyosh even with yeyoshim lo came because that was not so kol aveda muteras. Then I could keep any aveda. So im lo bo b'alim yad sharein is yashu. If the b'alim don't come right away, I can assume they have yesh. I should be able to keep everything. V'din hu m'pnei shenas yadu kiyada b'alim v'shomer shel b'alim hu. This is the very famous Ramban. This is like the most one of the Ramban's most famous mahalachim in all of Nezikin. Is that the Ramban says when it comes to a show an aveda, a motzi aveda, he becomes a shomer aveda, which the Ramban says is actually. He calls him a Shomer Sachar, even in many other places, specifically in the Melchamos Hashem, on the Rif, he calls him a Shomer Sachar. It's a big, big debate in the Rishonim. What's the status of a Motzei Aveda? Is he Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam? Yes, exactly. Machlokes Rabbi Yosef, exactly. And so the Rishonim take size. There's heavyweights on both sides, fists flying. So he says, so the Ramban takes the side of Shomer Sachar, but that's for a different conversation. But he says he's kiyad bailim. He's a shomer aveda. He's a shomer sachar. Hilkach lo kani la olam b'yesh achka. He is never kone b'yesh when he's a motza aveda. Aval hacha. But when it comes to a gazlin, doesn't matter. He's got to stay with him on his shelf. He's got to hold on to it at all times. If he loses it, he's chayav to pay the baal whenever he finds him. Yeah, correct. If he ever finds him, he's chayav to pay him, though. But Hakha, going back to our Gzela case, Kivan Shigazal said, Lo mechai ba shivos alacha yesh. There's no chila la shivos aveda when it comes to a gazlan, even after yesh. V'inachinami de mechai kodem yesh bahashiv to shivim. However, there is a gzela is a lav anita glase. It's very famous that it's a lav that can be fixed by an asay. Right? He has a chiyuv of hashiv to shivim. Av mikol makom gzelhi shari lo lachziru natla. It's a gzela though. He didn't take it and then say, oh yeah, I'm going to give it back in 10 minutes. I'm going to give it back in an hour. That's not what you do when you steal something. You're stealing something. You're not planning on giving it back. Avari lebailim kumunachs bekarka. So therefore. Legabe abalim for the balim, it's as if it was left in the ground. The ein yodoshil gazlan zek yada balim, and so the gazlan is not like the yada balim. He's not like a shomer aveda. He's not like a motzei aveda. He is not like a yada balim. He's not an extension of the balim's hand. Ugzelu he zushenikness biyish. It's ugzelu that he has kona biyish. Hilchach lo mechayev hashiv teshivim lachayish. Therefore, he is no longer mechayev. We're no longer mechayev him in the midst of hashiv teshivim after there is yish. Daak ugzelu. Trey kule yisla shigzeli. There's two kulas here. It's a gazela. V'din aveda yeish lignos v'yeish legamri. And there's also a din of yeish. Zeo das agon mar rav yudaizal lefidaiti v'chol avam achav sam cholav. That's yeish.
No, I'm saying, but
yeah. Gemara talks about that. Do you have to have yesh? So that's what we're saying when the guy's having yesh. If the guy never had yesh, so then you still have a chiyav hashiv teshivim. What we're talking about now is where Gazlan has yesh. So Rashi says, not the Gazlan, sorry, the Nigzal has yesh. So the Nigzal has yesh. Rashi says, Okay, so the Goslins took it. He didn't have Yesh yet, but now that he had Yesh, he is now Kohen. So the Ramban asks, that's Yesh Lomidas. Right? Yesh Lomidas is, I take something, and we assume later on he's going to have Yesh. And then when he actually has Yesh, I can be Kohen of that. So we paskin that doesn't work. We paskin that's not a thing. Rava says it is, Abai says it isn't. This is the case. And Abai says it's not a thing, we paskin like Abai. This is the Yah and Yah al Kagam. So if that's the case, the Ramban asks, how on earth can the Goslin be Kohen, according to you, Rashi? So the Ramban says it's all based on technicality. It's all based on whether he has a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. If he has a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, if he has an actual Motzei Aveda, that's where Yeish kicks in. That's where Yeish kicks in, and you'll be and you will have a Chiyuv of Yeish Lomidas. You'll always have a Chiyuv of returning it. However, if you're a Goslin where you never had a Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, your whole Chiyuv is only Hashiv Tashivim, the mitzvah of fixing your lav. If that's the only thing you're Chiyuv in, and the guy has Yeish now, when the guy is Yeish, you no longer climb in your mitzvah. And now you're actually Kohen of the object. You're actually in a better place than the Motzei Aveda. Motzei Aveda is like a shomer of the Aveda. It's Kiyat HaBalim. It's an extension of the Balim's hand, like you said. If it's in 30 years from now, you still have to hold on to it for the Baal. But when it comes to a Goslin, he does not have that status. The only person who will ever have the status of a shomer LeBalim is someone who found it. Someone who has a Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. Someone who doesn't have that Chiyuv does not fall under that category.
Finds that they have to go every day to the Bama to announce it every day.
Oh, very good. So that's something that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about, well, it depends if it has Simonim or not. If it has Simonim, let's turn over to the Rambam.
Otherwise, 3 years later, he's never going to find you because you're not going out. You're sitting in your house.
So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam paskins it. And this is pretty makubal. The Rambam down here in Source 8, the Rambam says, we'll skip the Ketos. Ketos is long, and he basically just quotes the Ramban and says he really likes the Ramban's Mahalach. So that's how the Ketos passes it la'alacha. The Rambam here says that if someone finds something, first of all, ben she'esh basim, ben she'ein basimin, if it's derech hanacha, if the person, this is what the Gemara says, if a person left it there, if it looks like a person left it in a hiding place or left something there on purpose, even if it doesn't have a simin, you're not kone. It still doesn't work. I'm sorry? Exactly. Simin amakom, Simin amakom is one of the exact, very good. It's one of the simonim the Gemara mentioned. The simin amakom looks like a derech hanacha. So it looks like he didn't actually lose it. It's not an avida. It's something that he put somewhere for a little bit of time. But the Rambam says here, let's say it was actually derech nefila. So now we have two things. If it's derech nefila and there has a simin on it, then you're chayav l'hachris. This is the Rambam says. If you look at the third line, v'im ha'yadavar sheish bo simin, if it was something that has a simin, ha'reizeh hitrichon lirdof acharev litim simina. Chazal said, you always have to be going back and trying to find the person. Well, if he of usher low, it's usher for him to take the object. She got about to even touch it. Ad she imatze usher derech nefila. Until he finds it, but derech nefila. Afilin estapik lo adavar. Even if he's mesupak. Below yada im davar zeh avudu munach. If he doesn't know if it's derech hanacha or if it's actually lost derech nefila or derech hanacha. Hare zeh lo yigavo. He should not touch it. That's what the Rambam says. V'im avar v'not lo.
Doesn't have to return it?
Exactly. So he can't take it, he doesn't have to return it. If it has a simon, he has to take it, but if it doesn't have a simon, then he can't do anything. Exactly, he's stuck, he's in the middle. He shouldn't touch it, he should leave it there, if he's mesupak. Only if he knows for sure it fell. Well, yeah, but that's that guy's problem. However, if he knows that it fell for sure, if he for sure knows it fell, so then, and it doesn't have a simon, then you can take it. That's the only condition the Rambam says you can take it. If it for sure fell and doesn't have a simon. Now the Rambam has one very fascinating line, and the Rishonim jump on this, and this is what we're going to see. The Rambam says, this is just kind of a side point, another din in Yesh. And the Rambam says that if the last line of the Rambam before the Asagas arrived, v'im avar v'natlo, if he was over, if he did the wrong thing and he took it when he shouldn't have, we said in this middle position, he can't return it to the same place he found it. Because v'mayadavar she'en bo simin zachabo v'enu chay lach zero, and if it was someone that doesn't have a simin, okay, so he did the wrong thing, but he gets to keep it. So the Ravid says that's ridiculous. The Ravid says here hayadavar she'en bo simin zachabo, if it's someone that doesn't have a simin, but he wasn't sure if it was derech lefil or derech hanacha, and he still takes it, he gets to keep it. Amar Avram says the Ravid davar zeh enu mechover etzli. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's not clear to me. I don't understand that. She is zachabo la'atmo la'olam, that he should get it. It should actually still be in this middle ground until Elio and Avi comes and he'll say whose it is. And Agos Mamonios there quotes the Smag. Shekasav Agirsa, Okay, and he says the same thing with Hisiglov. The Amar of Yerali, Shianyech Achiavolio. He should leave it until Elio comes. Shari the Isser Baliado. Someone takes something to Isser and he gets to keep it? That makes no sense. So now we're talking about the Goslin, right? That's fascinating how the Goslin, the whole Goslin thing works in the light of the Ramban. But that's a separate issue. But here also, here's another case where the guy is stuck. The guy doesn't know if it was Derech Nefil or Derech Hanacha. It doesn't have a simin. Can he take it? No, but if he does, the Rambam says he can keep it. Zakabo, it's his. Riven and the Smog say, that makes no sense. Can't be he gets to keep it. It must be that it is still in this middle state. Elio, we have to wait for Elio Hanavi to come. Okay. Two more points within Yeish, how Yeish works. Okay. So number one, we're going to skip to the last page here. We're going to skip to the Nesivos. This is the Nesivos we talked about last time when it was pouring rain. So the Nesivos here says, Davrish is Yashua Bailim. This is the Nesivos in Tim Rishon of Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Nesivos has a fascinating and very fundamental chakira between Yeish and Hefker. How do you understand the difference between Yeish and Hefker? There are both ways of being kona something that someone left. Someone does not have in their possession. A Baal had it, and now he doesn't have it, and now I go and pick it up. Yeish? Oh, so correct. It sounds like exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like Yeish should be a form of Hefker. It should be a stepping stone to Hefker. Like Hefker is a general overall thing, and Yeish is one way of Hefker actualizing itself. So the Nesivos here says, and this is Rosh Hefker likes to quote the Nesivos, he says one of the most famous, most mistaber Nesivos that is in all of Shas and all of Choshen Mishpat today. The Nesivos here says, Hod Yeish Kona, Nir Delo Yotze Ayde Yeish Mishpat Zabalam Adyas Liad Zocha. It seems that Yeush should not be Kona something for someone else, for the Motzi, until the Motzi actually picks it up. It does not leave the Rishus HaBaal until it comes to someone else's possession. This is how Yeish is different from Hefker. He says that they're not the same thing. It would seem that they are, exactly like you were saying. That's how I would have thought it 10 times out of 10. He says, no, they are two different things. You're right. The same way that Hefker, anyone who takes it, gets it, should be the same by Yeish. Hefker doesn't have to be claimed by anybody. Once I say my phone is Hefker and I drop it here, it's Hefker. It's no longer in my Rishus. However,
I could take it.
Correct. You could take it. However, I lose my phone and I have Yeish on it. Or I don't have, or I shouldn't say I have Yeish yet, but I lose my phone. Number one, it's not out of my Rishus. But even if I have Yeush on it, it's still not out of my Rishus until Levi comes along and picks it up. Then it's Levi's. But this phone, if it stays here forever, it's still in my Rishus. It's still considered my object until someone else picks it up. That's where Hefker is different from Yeush. Hefker is, I make this Hefker. I put it down. It's no longer mine. I have to go back and make a kinyan on it. We talked about this in the context of the Gemara with Rav Safra and the donkey. Right? He had to go and pick up his donkey again and make a kinyan on it from the lion. But when it comes to Yeush, I don't lose it until someone else picks it up. That's the real difference between Yeush and Hefker. That's a very fundamental point in how Yeush can be. Ezra, give me 3 minutes and you can ask me after tomorrow, okay? So, that's the Nesivos' main thrust, the main mahalach of the Nesivos, and how to understand the difference between Yeish and Hefker. Okay, and that's, he kind of explains it in longer words, and then he says in the and the second paragraph here is our story of Adaita Da'ari Afkara. How could he be Mafkara Adaita Da'ari when it comes to Rav Safra? That's the chiluk between Yeish and Hefker. Yeish inherently, Hefker is inherently Midas, I am inherently Mafkara this. Yeush is inherently Shalom Midas. Yeush inherently is not something I choose to do. Hefker is something I choose to be Mafkara this.
I give up hope.
Exactly.
I want it, but I give up hope.
Yeah, it's exactly out of my control. It's totally out of my realm, and that's exactly how the Nesivos spells it out, is that that's the fundamental difference. And so therefore, because Yeish is inherently Shalom Midas, Yeish is inherently not something I plan to do, only once someone else picks it up can they be kone. When it comes to Hefker, though, which is Midas, as soon as I put it down, someone else can be Zofet right away. It's totally out of my rishus, and I would have to go back. The Nachmina is, do I have to go back and be Conan and claim it? That's the Nachmina. If it's Hefker, I have to go back and be Conan. Exactly. If I want to change my mind by Hefker, that doesn't help me. If I want to change my mouth.
You idiot, you take it.
Exactly. Exactly. That won't help me. I have to go back and make a kin. If someone else beats me to it, it's theirs. But when it comes to Yeush, as long as I don't have Yeush, and even if I do have Yeush, as long as no one else picks it up, it's still mine. It's still my object. Okay, so the last thing we're going to talk about is based on this idea of Yeush being something that's Shalom Midas, something that's Devarim Shebelev. And now, the Ran, third Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, we know we do a bittul, right? We say, Kol Chamir V'Chamiya Dika Pershusi, we do a bittul of Chametz. And so the Ran says, Devarim Shebelev, Enum Devarim. So this bittul cannot be, when we do the bittul of chametz, that cannot be belived, because devarim shebelev ain't on devarim. So if that's the case, how does Yeush work? How can you ever have Yeush? How can you have devarim shebelev ain't on devarim? So there's Tosfos, or Rosemont pointed this out to me last night. I was discussing the sugi with him, and this is a famous idea. All the Achronim bring it up, but the earliest Rishon who brings it up is Tosfos, actually, in Kiddushin. Gemara is discussing a case of a guy who sold a plot of land, and whatever, and we say we're able to invalidate the sale. And the Gemara asks, how can we do this? How can we just invalidate the sale? Which it's like this whole way of like invalidating it without like any like formal like bittul, any formal anything. Devarim shebelev einam devarim. So Tosfos says devarim shebelev einam devarim gets overridden by one principle: common sense. When there is something that is so matzoi and it's so obvious that someone would change their mind or someone was doing something for a specific purpose, so then we don't assume devarim shebelev einam devarim. We assume devarim shebelev are devarim. The case he gives actually says, let's say someone writes all of his property away. He writes his will, he's dying, and he's about to, he writes his will, he has no children, so he writes all of his property to someone else, to his best friend or whoever it is. He has no yorshim, no relatives, no anything. And then, right afterwards, b'shamash yesh lo ben, he hears he had a son. Somehow he finds out he had a son. So what does the Gemara say? What's the din? Hamatana v'teila. The matana is bato. Automatically, without any formal anything, we just rip it up and we say it's batel. It goes to his son because we can assume something that's common sense. So that's how we can assume devarim shebelev are devarim. That's how yesh can work.